do we dream? The bad news is, scientists still don't know. But the good news is, they're researching and theorizing every day about why we do. Current theories for why we dream are diverse and constantly evolving. I'm Sophia, and today you'll hear a few educated guesses made by neuroscientists from all around the globe. So if you've taken AP Psychology, you'll remember the activation synthesis theory. The idea that dreaming is the result of the cerebral cortex interpreting and organizing random flashes of brain activity, random electrical signals created during REM or rapid eye movement sleep. This theory of dreaming was first proposed by Harvard scientists Alan Hobson and Robert McCarley in 1977. According to this theory, neurons in the brainstem become activated in order for REM sleep to happen. During REM sleep, increased brain activity occurs, with brain waves looking similar to brain waves made during wakefulness. All the internal activity in the brain is synthesized and interpreted by the prefrontal cortex, and dreams occur. The purpose of REM sleep is currently theorized to be of consolidating memory and, in childhood, providing an environment for the brain to develop and grow, which may be why you don't have as many dreams as you once did in childhood. The emotion regulation theory was proposed by Rosalind Cartwright in the 1970s. Cartwright was based in the University of Chicago and Rush University. Dreams seem to play an important role in helping us manage emotions, and research shows that during REM sleep, the brain replays emotionally charged experiences and processes them in a calmer state. This helps us store important emotional memories, lessens the intensity of upsetting events, and fits new experiences into our existing life story. This could be why dreams often include fragments of recent life and can feel vivid or strange. They're shaped by active emotion centers in the brain, while logical control is dialed down. When this process breaks down, as in PTSD, nightmares can trap people in their trauma, but techniques like lucid dreaming can help. Dreaming appears to act like overnight therapy through this theory, keeping our emotion balanced and our mental health stable. Antti Ravonsuo at Turku University in Finland established this threat simulation theory in 2000. He argues that we dream because it helps us practice dealing with danger. Dreams act like an ancient defense mechanism. By simulating threats, the brain rehearses how to notice and avoid them, which would have prompted survival in our evolutionary past. In this way, dreams are like fire drills for protecting ourselves against dangers. According to a 2017 study in the journal Sleep, an analysis of the statistical content of intelligible sleep talking found that 24% contained negative content, 22% had profane language, and about 10% contained a variation of the word no. The study authors judged the findings as being consistent with the threat simulation theory. In the 2010s and still today, David Engelman, a neuroscientist at Stanford University, proposes the idea that dreaming protects the visual cortex, the part of the brain responsible for processing vision. Engelman's theory is based on neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to adapt and take on new tasks. He argues that neurons compete for survival, where they die if not fired enough times. This causes areas of the brain to gain or lose neural territory when inputs slow, stop, or shift. Just like neighboring nations, neurons take out their territory and chronically defend them, he says. Through neuroplasticity, people who lose sight or hearing show heightened sensitivity in the remaining senses because the region of the brain normally used by the lost sense is taken over by other senses. Regions crucial for sight, such as the occipital lobe, become recruited for touch, hearing, language, and memory, including reading Braille. For those born blind, for example, their dreams only involve the senses that they have, touch, hearing, smell, and taste, the functions they need to protect the most. But many blind people who lose their sight later in life dream in full color, supporting Engelman's theory. The science of dreams is still being researched every day by myriads of scientists. In a few years, maybe our understanding will drastically change and these theories will all be irrelevant. But there's no doubt that we'll stop searching for answers anytime soon. Thank you for listening to the Rat Chat, and have a wonderful day!